Saudi Arabia's deadly war on Yemen continues relentlessly, causing more civilian deaths and destruction. In their latest attacks, Saudi warplanes carried out several airstrikes on the town of Sahar in northern Sa'ada province. There's still no word on possible casualties. The school was also hit in separate raids in the province. Saudi fighter jets also pounded Yemen's Air Force base there. Earlier, dozens of Yemeni civilians were killed and scores were wounded as Saudi warplanes targeted a residential area and a military base in Hajjah province. The onslaught on Yemen has left more than 4,000 people dead since March the 26th. Radio host and political commentator Max Egan joins us now from Andalusia in southern Spain. Mr. Egan, welcome to the program. First off, give us your assessment on the continuation of the Saudi aggression on Yemen, which has resulted in the death of many civilians.
Look, it's a humanitarian catastrophe is what it is, and it's shocking. I mean, the fact that nobody's stopping this is absolutely incredible. We don't even know who Saudi's bombing. Are these military targets? What are they bombing here? They're just destroying the entire country. And it demonstrates the absolute hypocrisy of the West, you know, claiming that we are a bastion of freedom, claiming that we stand up against countries who bully other countries, and here we are actually supplying weapons to these people. And there's no rhyme or reason in any of this. It's just going in and destroying as much as they can and creating as much suffering as possible. 16 million people without water, schools being bombed, hospitals being bombed, all the infrastructure being destroyed. What is this? This is an attack against a bunch of rebels. This is an attack against humanity is what it is, and it's disgusting.
Mr. Egan, in the wake of this humanitarian catastrophe that's unfolding in Yemen, you point to the fact that the international community has failed to take any action. Why is it that, for example, the United Nations has not taken any tangible action and has not implemented any measures to either get the Saudis to stop their attacks or to better the situation, the humanitarian situation for the people of Yemen?
Because the United Nations is theater for the masses. The United Nations is not any type of unification or any type of real body. It's a united dictatorship under the guise of being United Nations, which is controlled by very few people. It's controlled by very powerful nations who will just veto any decision. The United Nations has demonstrated itself to be absolutely inept and incompetent. I mean, it has great potential, but it doesn't do anything, and it's a toothless tiger. And, you know, I can't imagine what's going on in the minds of the people in Yemen, how they just must be sitting there saying, why isn't someone helping us? And the United States Nations has proven itself to be absolutely inadequate, absolutely incompetent, and absolutely not caring at all, because if the United Nations cared, they would go in and stop this straight away. People have to stop looking at this as political stuff. This is a humanitarian tragedy, and it's up to the people of the world to stand up and make a difference here, because the governments obviously aren't going to do it, and neither is the United Nations. In fact, it's great, because it's shown them up for exactly what they are.
From Andalusia, radio host and political commentator Mr. Max Egan, your comments are much appreciated here on Press TV.